Number one.
Yeah, right.
Good, so we have a quorum. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are so glad you were here this morning. And we have our sunshine hats on and everything, and our art brains. And when people hear this, they'll probably think, oh my goodness, I better shape up here since this is public record. So anyway.
On the radio.
Good.
So,
good.
Yeah.
All the yeah. So
it's really
everything is all
cursing.
Yeah.
Program to stop cursing.
Oh, is that what I sound like?
Okay.
I know that feeling.
So thank you all for coming. We'll call the Thursday, September 12th, Public Arts Committee meeting to order, and appreciate your attendance. Why don't we, first of all,
a bit revised.
Is there a question?
No.
But why don't we, first of all, approve the August 15th minutes and everything. So these were sent. Is there any, are there any additions or corrections?
Just under review public art inventory, it says reviewa oblique.
Reviewa? You don't like that word?
Reviewa oblique. I like oblique a lot.
And under that same paragraph, we have the city shared Y drive.
The city shared Y drive, that's accurate.
Yeah. It's a Y drive. Yeah, it's a Y drive.
Okay.
It's like a C drive.
Thank you very
we
much.
Have a
I'm
y
getting
drive.
Educated on. So the city
it looks
shared.
It's crazy, but it's real.
Okay, so I'll just put quotes around the Y drive. Okay. Anything else on those minutes? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve them?
Moved.
Second?
I second.
Great. All in favor?
Aye.
Great. All right. Wonderful. So let's see here. I am trying to determine. It looks like public art inventory database. This says 9:30. Now, how is that, Peggy? Do we get her to do her thing so she can go back to work?
You're in charge. You can do that. If Stacy's ready to give an update on that, then
okay.
That's fine.
Because I didn't know if you were coming at 9:30 or you had to leave at 9:30.
Oh,
so.
No. I didn't know anything about a specific time other than
great.
9 o'clock. And I assumed that there would be a laptop again. I did not bring a laptop, so I can't do a handy little demo. But what I can tell you is that I entered in about 40 library art items.
Wow. Okay.
And the questions that came up for that was, how incomplete can records be? And that's something that.
So can you give some examples? So when you
sure.
say how incomplete can records
well,
be?
Well, what I'm working from for the library is a combination of old listings, old bibliographies of our art, and the memories of employees who have worked there for a while.
And you've got some over there.
We do. We
that's
do.
The incomplete.
But people often don't know things, like
sure.
if an item was donated or purchased.
Or purchased.
Sure.
Right. So I think there's going to be a lot of holes.
Okay.
And how far do we go to fill the holes?
Well, I think that's up to you and us. We talked about we would try to fill in some of the holes that were really critical,
mm-hmm.
like, I don't know, what it was valued at if we could. But whether it was purchased or given, I don't think that's a critical one.
I think the critical issues have to do with the description
mm-hmm.
of
uh-huh.
the item
uh-huh. so that you can
and where it's located.
Okay.
If we know what we got and where it is, then if we really need to figure out who gave it, when it was given,
okay.
all those things.
Uh-huh.
We can research that specific item as opposed to setting forth to complete every possible
mm-hmm.
blank that we can. We've got, this is going to be a lot of work anyway.
I would say what we would want from a department is you just put down what you've got. And then if we think something else is needed, we'll get back to you.
Okay.
How's that?
Perfect.
Because you've probably got more. You think you don't have it all, but can you imagine other departments?
Right. We made some attempt to keep a file, but I'm not sure if every department would have.
Probably.
I mean, some pieces are signed in such a way that you couldn't even tell who the artist is, and that might be like, whoa, this looks like a so-and-so. I'll give you a so-and-so. So, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And
So I have a question. As you were working on this, and maybe this varies from one piece of art work to the next, you know, based on what information you have and so on, about what was the approximate time to fill in our template that we've created with one art piece of artwork.
It was very quick because we did have some information already listed, so I was able to go through, I would say, you know, just a couple minutes for each item, plus then I needed to take an hour or so to talk to library employees. Plus, I had to walk around the library and look for things that weren't already inventoried and check for further information on items that were. And so I would estimate 5 to 7 minutes per item on average if you include all the work.
Okay. I was just curious how long.
That's fast.
Given that you're doing multiple pieces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After you're done with inventorying the library, then what you'll be getting is pieces of paper.
Pieces
from
of paper
other
will be much quicker because you guys will have done all the footwork, or somebody else will have done the footwork.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One thing is that we designed the form.
Hi, Sally.
We designed the form for us taking in information. And so you're going to probably have to skip around what you're doing. It's not designed for the data entry. It's designed for the data input. And
right. If
there's anything that, you know, that could be changed later that would make that go faster, you might bring it up. Because we like it the way it is, and we've gone through a lot of trouble to get it here. But if it's a simple thing,
I think that the formatting is something that'll be a lot easier to discuss. I'll bring a laptop next time.
I can do that. I just didn't realize we were going to do that again, but I'll make sure it is here next time with the projector.
So you'll have the laptop and projector, and I'll have the database, and we can look at something solid.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't mean make changes right away. I just meant down the line, because there are things even that could just be between the two of you, slight changes.
Okay. So as you've been working this form and everything, what is your experience of it and the type of questions that are asked?
Well,
and you know, whether it's inclusive or if there's something else
extraneous.
It seemed to apply to every piece that I was looking at. I think it was a good way to get as much information as possible. I can tell you straight off that the most blank fields are in the artist date of birth, date of death, contact information. Those are blank on virtually everything.
Sure.
Okay. I was just curious to see, it's interesting if there's some pattern forming or something.
Sure, and I think that will come out more when we see more departments. Because the library, I had specific lists that covered certain categories and left off certain categories, and other departments might have different information.
Well, you know, that's interesting because that sounds like a little subcommittee of one, where you might run a list of all the artists, and then somebody sits at their computer, somebody, not you, Googling or phone calling, and just fills in those blanks,
specific. You
know, and if that's all, because a particular artist may have given a handful, you know, it's not like every piece is from somebody different.
I think that's a good point, and also, you know, there are probably databases and art institutes and things like that that would have some of that information for Oregon artists,
at least.
And there's rumors of pieces of paper that might still be around the library that have some of that information. We went through one of the storage closets.
Go ahead.
Can I see that?
Sure. Well, I would have to echo what Stacy's just said. The few forms that I filled out relative to City Hall art, I have the same missing pieces of information.
Okay. And they're not completely irrelevant, but they're certainly not easily retrievable.
Right, and I did Google and try to find some of those, that information.
And you couldn't come up with it?
Not really.
Yeah, we got to get somebody who's like in their 20s. We need a little intern.
Yeah, there you go.
Somebody from the high school who's in the IB program.
Yeah.
Who needs to do community service.
That's
and
a good
is
idea.
A nerd. As most of them probably are. And they can just sit down and what would take you or I a whole day, they can do in 3 seconds. So.
Well, and honestly, I didn't work very hard at it because I didn't have time to work very hard
sure.
at it. If it didn't come up quickly, then I was just not going to pursue it.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is interesting. Stacy, I have another question, too, is as you're working with these forms, because I know the committee was interested in this, you know, and we have revised that form and thought of other things, you know, and so it's been a process here for three months or more on it. But as you were working and filling things in, is there anything specific or pertinent that isn't on the form yet?
That's a good question.
That we should make sure is. Whether it always gets filled in or not, is there something missing?
I did not think of anything. I didn't come across anything that it didn't seem to cover.
Did we ever add storage to that form?
We decided to put that in location.
Right.
Do the location and indicate storage.
Right.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's important.
Yeah,
for things
question.
That are out on the walls,
uh-huh.
or
yeah,
where is it?
So there wasn't anything, and it's pretty much the same thing. But like, oh, I have this information, but it's not on the form. So there, I mean,
right.
It was
much more focused on the information that it was asking for that I didn't have. I wasn't coming up with extra information.
Okay.
There is room for notes if something did come up. One thing I noticed is that because of the design of your form, the notes and inventory by and date information is all on the back. And so it may get overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't.
Oh, interesting.
Just happens to come out on the last page.
Yeah, it's just.
Yeah, I don't think I filled that in on any of them. I knew it was.
Is it a two-page? How many page form is it?
It's just the front and back of one sheet.
So maybe we could scrunch something.
Right, if it was printed
on
90%, it would probably.
Yeah.
Or indicate over at the
bottom.
But more information on back or something.
Right, because
the worst part is that I did that form, but I forgot to look at the back.
Good one. Well, look at all that white space at the top and bottom.
That's what I was going to say, just change the margins.
Which is nice to have, but yeah. Maybe.
So I'll get it all on one page.
That would be terrific. I have.
You can always write more notes on the back.
Right.
The exhaustive discussion that we keep having about the request forms.
Yeah.
That's on my list.
I'll fix that.
Okay.
Sure. And I can hand these back to you.
Okay.
For storage, because those are all entered.
Thank you. And next time we will have a computer and a projector in here.
Okay, and that'll be really interesting. And if you think of anything about the database in the meantime, feel free to email me.
And I'll also email the revised inventory form.
Okay.
And also I'll try to do some more before next time.
Thank you very much.
I don't know.
Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Stacy.
That's terrific.
We're terrific. Off on this big, huge project.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great journey over the next, what, maybe a year or 18 months to,
you know,
to itemize all public art?
I don't know that. I don't know who did that one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I know. It's very interesting.
Thanks.
That aren't on that list.
Yeah.
I have no clue. It'll be something like taking a photo and bringing it here and...
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to go on. We're going to go back up now to the sculpture. Jerry Harpster is with us again today, as he was last month, and has more information for us as we had requested. And Jerry, thank you so much for coming back to Newport and with some more information. You're presenting. Now, you all know you've seen the image of you know, mother and child. That's been passed around and so on.
So we, I'll just hand you that.
Okay.
Here's a little thing that for the bride to provide.
Oh, good reminder.
So we
get these.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank
and then
you.
Then I put some things on the board, which is basically the same information.
Okay.
I think I have one.
Oh, look at you. Okay.
In there.
Okay.
So what I wanted to show, see if you turn into probably this page, is off of Google.
Do you want to see that one for this?
Got it.
And that's, thanks. That's just off of Google, and I put in red, potential two sites.
Oh, okay.
We had talked about, Catherine and I have looked at different sites in the artist. So there's a site one and a site two.
And they're basically in the same place. It's just,
right, right. Yeah. Do you have any questions on where we're thinking?
No.
On
I went by there and looked at it. That's a really nice, good-sized space.
Ooh, this is nice looking.
And then on the next page would be site one, which was...
And this is really nice. Jerry put this in to scale.
Well,
it's kind of to scale, but at least a mock-up.
We call it digital hanky-panky.
Well done.
And that one is immediately behind the
sign. One was up higher, would be up
right. Right behind the sign.
Location two is over to the west and tucked into the trees a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
One's more open, more prevalent to the road, and one's a little more intimate. I think that site two is a little more intimate. Pardon me?
Well, they're both open. Site one is further to the street because it's right behind the sign,
right,
as you can see. And then site two has a larger grassy area.
And it's tucked into the trees.
Site one is more prominent. Site two is more intimate.
Yes.
It's still in front of, you know, the shrubs and low trees. It's not hidden in the trees or anything like that.
Catherine, would you think that if you were approaching the path from the east on Olive Street that the sculpture itself or the area with the benches would be obscured because the existing sign and
from Olive?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I drove it all the different ways, and so with site one, you can't see. If you're coming west on Olive, you could not see site one. If you're going south or whatever on coast, you know, you can see it. If you're going north on coast, yes, you can see it. And obviously, if you're going east on Olive, you know, you can, you know, for site one.
Just a question about that. You're saying when you're going west, you can't see it. You mean you can't see it immediately. You would see it when you actually pass the sign.
But if you're at that intersection.
If you're at the intersection of Olive and Coast.
That's what I thought you meant. Yeah.
Excuse me, I didn't make myself clear. That would not be seen. I've been out walking these two areas. Again, I just received this late yesterday, so you know you have to know that the OCCA board you know, has not seen any of this yet at all, or weighed in on it, because we didn't have it for our board meeting. But I've been out, but they will be apprised, and things will be handled by email on that, depending on when we go, you know, to city council.
Well, that's...
But site two, as I've been walking around and everything, site two, of course, is a little different. You know, you see it on coast going
south. Can you
south.
See it from the intersection then, or not? That's what my question was. You can't see site one, but site two, can you see it from
You know, it's hard to tell. You might see a little of it. But the thing is that, you know, the sign and, you know, and the shrubs that's immediately, you see there behind the sign, would probably preclude, but, you know, it's kind of hard to tell.
Well, it's hard to tell because we really don't, you can't even imagine the geometry of your vision to where...
That's right, to the height.
And blah, blah, blah.
Of course, you could see it going east on Olive. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't necessarily see it going north on coast, you know, unless you kind of look back. Your eye might see some of the bench, but then again, until I'm not sure about the sight lines of these trees here, because, you know, they're... You sometimes you can see through them, because they're high enough that, you know, down under here where the trunks are, you know, you could see through.
If you were looking for it.
Are we concerned that we can see it?
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Not necessarily, but this committee asked last month, you know.
The artist had a request, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, she liked the intimate feeling.
What?
Intimate.
The site too.
The site too.
Right.
It wasn't necessarily that she wanted somebody to just see it from a car, drive by.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And because it has a feeling that she wanted.
Is there a book?
She liked site too.
She wanted to project the feeling, and didn't think, no matter where it was, when you just drive by it, you quite get that same feeling, because you only get a flash of look at it.
That's true. Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, to me, site two seems more like a special place for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The first one is like, okay, there it's placed. But two seems like, okay, this is a special spot. Mm-hmm.
It may be just a photograph, but the site one looks kind of junky.
I'm sorry, but
well, it's
but
a
there's a big sign, there's another sign. Yeah.
Right. And then the two.
It's going to take more work to make site one intimate site.
Yeah.
Probably a little more landscaping.
Site two already has, which is, you know, one that I'm certainly leaning toward. You know, it has, depending on where you're standing, it has the backdrop of some beautiful pine, and it's kind of away from the hubbub of what goes on at the intersection, and the grassy pad is larger there than the one on site one. Now, someone was asking, if these sidewalks are there or were those drawn in. Those sidewalks are already there, folks, around that area. So, you know, as they curve and do and come around. And so all of that's already there.
And they don't show up so well on the aerial photo.
No, but I was amazed at how much space there is there. You kept talking about it, and I was thinking, there's nothing there but a parking lot in my head. And then I went over there and got out of the park. It's a big area. It's very nice. It's very nice.
A beautiful lawn.
And the having a sculpture there would actually make the area, as well as show off the sculpture.
Yeah, it'll draw people in more.
To the intimate area.
I think site one is just too business.
Yeah, I do too.
I would agree with you.
Well, now my preference for site one would have to do with the artist wanting it to be more visible, but since she herself has
She really liked the other one better.
She liked two better. Well, then, yay. Well, where's the eye? I think we're all...
we're all in agreement.
Okay.
This has been very, very helpful, Jerry.
Yeah.
This.
Can we look at the mounting?
Yeah. Let's look at the mounting.
See if I can explain that very well. I'm not sure where to start. So the top little grind is up at the base of the sculpture, mm-hmm. and there'd be some brackets welded into the base with a hole in it, and a bolt would come up through the concrete, would be mounted in the concrete when the concrete's bad, and it just would set right down on the hole and not put on it.
Peggy, do you have that drawing?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And the little one on the side just shows that there were four bolts on the stand that would fold the stand right down to the
concrete.
It's a trick. It's to get into it, to bolt it down, and do a little window on one side of the sculpture to have a bronze piece that would come out. And that's what the bottom one shows, a little window mm-hmm. and a plate. Then on the right side shows how the plate would go over.
Right, so it'll be flush.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so it would be flush, and mm-hmm. we'd put some tamper-proof, that's tamper-proof bolts, screws. And there are three or four different kinds of systems that they do so that it's not easy to take it out. You have a special, some of them have a little hole, that's a little pin that sticks up, and you have to have a socket that has a little hole in it so you can put it on to take the bolt out. Mm-hmm. So that would be able to take the bolt, the window out, in and out, in case you want to move it. Some construction project and you decide to move it, if they do a new building and that's in the way, maybe the architect could design another spot for it in designing the new building, and you could just take that window out and unbolt it and position mm-hmm. put it in another location. So that takes a little bit of the variable in case they do add another building.
That's thoughtful, yeah.
Then. And if it needs any repair, if anything right. happens, I think it's always nice to be able to remove it. It
sure.
won't be easy, but it can be removed and be repaired. If it's too easy, then the people take it.
People can yeah. remove it themselves.
So you have to kind of come up with a balance there, mm-hmm. make it permanent. So that's that part. Any questions on that? I think. Oh, and then what I did show is this box is made out of bronze and would be hollow. And the sculpture actually bolts
to the top.
That's what I was wondering.
Okay.
And that to the pedestal.
That to the pedestal. Okay. And that would be done before the pedestal. I'd bring in two parts, the pedestal right. and the sculpture. Mount mm-hmm. it on, get underneath and tighten it down so that it's bolted to the pedestal. And then the whole pedestal would be put on the
concrete slab.
Right. Probably each, the pedestal, I think will weigh about 150 pounds and the sculpture about 120. So together it'll be about 300 pounds. Mm-hmm. So once it's all bolted together, it's going to take, I like to use people instead of equipment. It'll probably take three people. Could just lift it and
set it
on the thing. It's almost always easy to find a couple people around, say, we need four people here with this.
Okay.
The set on the
actual
location.
So I have a question. This is the concrete box?
No,
it's the pedestal.
It's a bronze. You'll be bronze.
Okay, this is the pedestal that we see above ground.
Yes.
And the concrete is below ground.
Right. Okay. The concrete's at the ground level.
It's a pad that will be equal to the grass.
Okay, but. Well, I know, but will any of it be below ground?
The concrete
is about what, 4 inches? Well, how long?
I wanted some bolts to uh-huh. be in the concrete, so I said 6 inch.
6 inch.
Perfect. Okay.
Sweat.
Thank you.
And I'm not totally sure on the actual configuration of the slab, whether it should be larger or smaller. Questions. Does that make sense?
Do we have a plaque for this?
Yeah, it looks like there's...
We'll get
provision for articles.
I don't have one.
How will that be secured, just as securely as everything
Most
else?
Plaques are just almost epoxy. Usually they put a pin in the back of it and drill holes in where it's mounted and glue it in with the epoxy.
And so would it go on the base or would it go in the cement?
I think it might
I'm
be
just
better
curious.
To see that.
He shows it on
it depends.
The base.
Well, we could discuss it. I haven't really thought of it now. The problem is the plaque's usually made out of a little different bronze than the base.
Mm-hmm. Where are you looking at?
Right the here. Plaque could be right
no,
on the
window.
On the base.
No,
that's right on the base.
That's the little door that comes
oh,
off so that you can get inside.
I'm glad you asked.
Security door.
I just assumed that was the plaque.
No.
Okay.
On the
we put some food in there.
It's the fair
tsunami
room.
Comes, yes.
For the squirrels or
for
something.
For the squirrels.
Yeah. Well, can we leave some of that to the artist?
Probably
the
not.
Installer.
The
I meant you.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Well, you're an artist it, installer, yeah. right?
There will be a pad. I mean, there will be a plaque
yeah.
saying
yeah.
what the sculpture, blah, blah, all that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Saying what's here.
Well, the pad could be just big enough to hold the sculpture and the plaque, or the pad yes. could be big enough to hold the sculpture, the plaque, and the two benches, or
right.
whatever.
Right.
And do we want to discuss that, or do we want to leave that?
You know, one problem I had was about developing more was depending on where the site is, and you almost need to stand there.
Look at it again.
The sculpture's here and we have a bench there. Do we want the slab to go underneath the benches? And the bigger it is, the more cost.
Yeah.
And that's a
car crate's expensive.
Is it worth that? Do we want that?
But we have to think about the maintenance underneath the benches if they're not
yeah.
if they're not on a concrete slab.
Yeah.
And
well,
and
they have
speak
to
that.
Something
to
that keeps them in position.
The slab would keep the benches there
as part of it.
Otherwise, if they're just sitting in the grass,
right.
they blow away or
well,
they carry away.
Lot of the installation benches I've seen has, if they don't have a pad on
them,
they have a bar of concrete
right.
that
right.
the ends are bolted into.
Right. Yeah. The one in front of the library hasn't blown away, and they get a lot of wind there.
And
so.
It just sits there.
No, it was a Sam Brezinho installed it himself, so I'm not sure exactly how he installed it, but what I was thinking was we could look at that.
Does it have grass under it? Or
yeah,
it,
I think yeah.
So I have really some of the strip, like just with the strips of the
yeah,
bench
that's
beam,
what I was
and
talking
yeah,
about.
They bolt right mm-hmm. to those. Then you still have the grass, but it's more yeah. secure.
I would like to say that this is our first one and we're learning a lot by it. One of the things I think we ought to consider is this happens to be going to the site of one of the people on the committee, and so we're having all this discussion. But what if it had been donated to Parks and Rec? Would we still make all of these decisions or recommendations?
Yes.
Or would we? You think we would?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, we would.
That's what
we're for.
That's our job. You don't think the department head and the installer would make some of those?
Well, of course, they would be around the table as mm-hmm. well.
But we would be doing that.
I can assure, I bet, you know, like my boss would say, yes, this looks good, and thank you for doing it. I mean, I don't think he'd want to be, you know. I just mean...
Yes, I see what you're saying.
He's not an artistic
well,
kind of person. You guys have all this experience, and I think he would welcome the help, honestly.
Yes. I guess I wasn't even thinking so much of the authority as practicality.
Well, there'd have to be, I think, because if you guys decided to put it somewhere in the rec center, well, that's where the kids stand for the bus or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There'd have to be some kind of, yeah, that looks good kind of, I think there'd have to be some input. But.
Oh, yeah, what I'm getting at more is how much concrete, sometimes that sort of thing.
You were asking about how much concrete?
Yes.
Committee gets into the concrete slab for
inches or 12 inches high.
What I'm getting at is we can look at it and say, well, you might want to do it this way or this way, but leave that up to the installer and another person.
I think that's going to vary case to case.
Yeah, I guess I would not want you to have to come back to us if you decided that it wasn't practical to have that one piece of cement because the slopes or something in a particular way.
There are some details that in the vacuum of this room really shouldn't be decided upon or recommended. Mm-hmm. And that's
thank you.
She always says what I think.
Yeah,
so
makes sense.
I'd like to go back to, I know that you and I haven't had a chance yet to really be discussing this or whatever, but, about the park benches. You know, we were talking about the park benches and how to secure them and whether one big, huge, mammoth slab of cement is the way to go. And that has to be balanced with, clipping and maintenance. I think just a whole feet of a slab of concrete is not very appealing.
Thank you.
Not very appealing at all.
Oh, I'm glad.
And, having more, grassy around it. But I think we're going to have to do some more noodling about park benches, because I'm not sure that that's going to cover, the price.
Could it cost? I Googled park benches.
I was going to ask if these aren't. This isn't
find
the design.
Tons of all different kinds.
Yeah.
Made out of all different materials, and I just wanted to pick some that I could put into the picture, so that there's a bench.
Was that one bench?
Pardon me?
$750 for one bench?
No, it's for both of them.
Right.
Of this style.
Well, I see that in the pictures, but I'm asking was that for one bench or two benches?
I think that was a goof up. I think that was the one bench.
So maybe.
$750 times two?
Yes.
Well, here's another thought. I mean, people do donate park benches.
They do.
That's what I was going to
say. The city.
Those are from, Parks and Rec used to do it. Now, I think Public Works is handling it, but those are from, is it Columbia Cascade up in Portland? And by the time you get them to here with shipping and everything, they're about $900 a piece. They probably last about 10 years before they really need some work done on them. But, that's the ones that we use all along the bayfront.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Yeah. Who were those people?
Bob Fuller will have, I'll just call them up and they'll send them down.
That is an unknown.
I saw something interesting at someone's house recently. And it was called something, which is a Mexican or Latino term, and they use them there. But it was just a rectangular bench. It was actually like this, and it was about
a corner, you mean?
16 inches tall, maybe.
No back to it.
No back.
Right.
Just these bench. It was nice. In an L.
Yeah.
Those are beautiful too. Some of those teak ones,
and
I think.
Be done locally by pouring cement. She has just had it done locally.
Huh. Well, there's cement things.
It was cement. Benches. Yeah, and it was really quite neat, Mm-hmm. And it was kind of framing the little back corner of their backyard.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be in keeping with the benches that are at that corner.
True.
That style, Sally, is exactly what we have.
They're just chunks of cement.
Yeah. Marv Lehrman then put the tiles.
Mosaic. Or tiles.
Yeah. There's a bench on the southeast corner.
Oh, but they're oval, aren't they?
No. It's rectangular.
Where is it?
On the southeast corner of that intersection.
Across the street from the PAC sign.
Across the street from the PAC sign. There is a bench there.
Right.
And it's exactly, it looks Mexican because of his style of art.
In Night
Beach.
Okay,
It has legs, though. It has a slab on top, and it has some uprights to hold up the slab on top. It's not a solid piece.
Yeah.
And what I'm talking about is a solid slab.
All right, but I'm just saying that style would be in keeping with what's already in the area.
With no backs on it, in other words. Uh-huh.
So anyway, I think that, you know, a lot more discussion we'll have, and probably with the artist, about the park benches, because we want something that is comfortable. I think if people want to sit there and contemplate or read or look at, you know, it has to have...
If I were holding a child, frankly, I'd want a mat on it, even though I prefer the style you're talking about as far as aesthetics. But if I were with my kid...
And the artist being involved is good, because you don't want something that will take away from the sculpture.
Right. That's the main thing.
And you really don't want to add
or
to it.
Compete.
You want it to just be there.
Yeah. Right. Very unobtrusive. With
and the idea of people, you know, giving the people in the community an opportunity to buy a bench however that goes, you know, it's lots like there are. Having worked in hospice, that was a very popular idea about memorializing a loved one.
Oh, we get so many of those, and you know, there's women used to come in, and not just women, but people crying and telling me they need this bench. I mean, it was an emotional thing.
It's very moving.
There's always people that are wanting those benches.
Exactly. I mean,
we were running out of space down at the bayfront, so.
You have a particular style, too, that you decided on, and they're all the same, and I don't know that would be the case with art.
I don't think so.
Because some would fit in one setting and some in another.
Right. But I mean, I bet it wouldn't be too hard to get somebody to...
To give people opportunity.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
To purchase a bench.
Are we looking for that for this project, though? Because there is a certain amount of money available to create this situation and mount this sculpture and create... I mean, included in this is the lighting, the landscaping, the benches, the slab.
That would give you some maintenance money in terms of paying for the utilities for the lights.
Oh yeah, there's
$12,000 there, $12,400.
Right, but I mean, if the benches were donated, that would just give you a bigger question.
That would give you $2,000 in the bank.
$2,500 or whatever.
Given that there's actually a waiting list of people who would like to memorialize somebody, it's a thought that, again, we're not going to be involved in that.
That's what
decision.
I think.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea. The more people you can get involved, the better. So if you can find somebody that wants to donate a bit.
If it's someone really involved with the performing arts.
Yeah, I mean, Catherine would look at the list and say, oh, this would be this person appropriate.
Might want to do it. I think you're right, there's ownership.
That's what we're going to have to talk to Mary about, because we need to.
And the problem is there's so many benches.
Right, styles.
Yeah, styles, and I'm just trying to say, well, where's our location first?
Yeah,
right.
I think we can figure out a bench. Some benches that would work.
Yeah.
I like the idea that somebody would donate. That serves several purposes. And frees up some money for some other.
Frees up some money and gives ownership
of the whole piece and
does
the art in the community.
Does that have to be said to the city when somebody wants to donate a bench? Because we're talking about city property.
Does that have to go before city council?
Yeah.
If someone wants to donate the bench?
It doesn't go before city council, but what I need to make sure of is once you select the site, I need to make sure that it's not in the right-of-way or in a position that would be a problem for our public works department.
The utilities or something.
Yeah, and that sort of thing. Initially, after the last discussion on this issue, it was my opinion that we were going to try to go to council next week. I think that's way premature.
I do too.
Yeah, I do too.
Yes, because the OCCA board hasn't seen any of this.
And that would be one of the first questions that they would ask, and then they would just shoot it down right there.
Because we didn't have enough info.
Yeah, so let's not worry about that. In the meantime, before the next meeting, I will talk to our public works department about site 2. Right?
Uh-huh. Yes. Please do.
Yes. Okay. That's the preferred.
I have a question that's not really that related, but I'm curious. This piece of wood that she's in front of?
Oh,
Mm-hmm. I keep wanting to buy it.
Did she do it?
Yeah. She does.
What is it? She's got the mallet.
It's actually
I saw the mallet.
It's a lily.
It's a calla lily.
It's a piece of black walnut that's maybe 2 inches thick and this white.
That's it is some hard wood to be.
And she just gets in there and
but you know, I couldn't remember.
Yeah, me either.
It reminds me of Martha Hawk's work to some extent.
Well, it does, and a little something about the doors over at the back.
That's what I'm thinking of.
What?
Did Martha do the doors at the back? I didn't know that.
She did.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought
I didn't know that book
with her other work. It was so beautiful.
She's a multi-talented.
She's a character.
Very nice.
She's, you don't see as much of her work, but once you've seen anything, you know it. Mm-hmm. There's a wonderful piece
I think, can I just say that about the budget?
There's a lot that you and I need to talk about.
The budget's just kind of ballpark figures thrown in what I my experience in the past.
And then Peggy, something else I guess that eventually here that well, we will need to know is when we decide on you know the place after you find out about the right of way and you can indicate about, you know, this concrete slab, you know, for the sculpture, you know, not necessarily to put the benches on and benches and so on, but is would OCCA, I mean, does Public Works or Parks or whatever, do they need to lay down the cement slab that the pedestal and the sculpture is on, or is that something that we go out for bid on?
That would not be something that we would do.
Okay.
Necessarily. Okay. I would think that you might want to include it as a part of the installation budget, because that is part of the installation, and it is a donation to OCCA.
It's in the installation budget.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so when it comes to all of these particulars here, then that
I mean,
that doesn't need to be passed by.
Well, I'll talk to them about that. Not necessarily, because, you know, I don't know how much concrete we do. It could be that we're doing a sidewalk project somewhere, they just have the contractor come by and do it. But and I think that Tim has said in the past that sometimes his guys will do concrete work.
Okay.
But I feel like if that happened, we probably have to set up some reimbursement system, at least for materials.
Sure, absolutely.
My experience is it's going to get done easier if you guys do it.
Yes, that's exactly true.
No, I understand that, but I was just making sure that OCCA did not have to go through our channels to get a concrete slab and this sort of thing.
No, you know, when we get to the point of working out that agreement, we'll make sure that gets in the agreement. Who's responsible for what?
Who's responsible for getting a contractor, or will the city
exactly?
I think it's easier if you just get a contractor.
I agree.
If that's okay with the city.
Well, and if we put that in the agreement, then we're sort of out of it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Which would, if we can do that, if it passes muster with our legal team, then it takes it out of the public contracting realm and puts it in yours. And
right.
It's not subject to those rules that we
have. That's right. All right.
Which is three.
Well, it depends on how much it's going to cost. Yeah.
And then you have a bigger problem
really
with lighting.
I don't even like looking at them.
To put lighting, there's going to be a bigger problem because you have electrical codes and permits.
Right.
And you probably have the underground. And how the city wants that handled would be a
That would be another thing, too. If there are any particular codes that, or procedure, not procedures, but codes that OCCA would have to follow as we go out to get ideas for lighting. Because see, what's not in here is any sort of lighting landscaping costs, architectural fees aren't in here yet or anything.
It could be lighting's too expensive.
It may be. And it may not really matter because in the summer it's light so long and in the winter it's raining so nobody's going to sit there. But if you do end up lighting the thing, you will have to get an electrical permit, which would be approved by our electric inspector.
Usually I think you contract with them.
An electric company.
Yeah. And say, we want this done there.
And they do the permit, and they tell you how much it'll cost. You know, and lots of times those electricians will have an idea on the most economical way, hopefully, to make that happen, and the different types of materials.
Well, there's lights out there already. The sign for it.
Correct. You mean the sign, the thing? No, it's not there. It looks like it is. It's just from the street light.
Okay.
But there is a big halide light.
Yeah.
Pole.
Well, that's what we need to do is get the city to install a street light in the middle of the.
So there's another. Is there another electric pole along that? Drive as you drive west.
Right over here. There's one on the driveway. Corner. There's a big halide light.
So that might
shine into the parking lot.
That might throw them up.
You know, you can just do it, and then
yeah.
If you need
the,
to
these
the
are
light.
All things that you know the, this committee doesn't.
I think our job right now is to approve a preferred site. Do we have to, or have we done that?
Well, that would be, I think I got your consensus that it is site two.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And then I think that what needs to happen is that there, Catherine needs to talk to the OCCA board and then come back to this group and have a discussion at next month's meeting. And figure out, hopefully at that time, what your board, Catherine, has said. And then we can figure out some direction with the city. At that point, I want to talk with Tim about the right-of-way and the concrete slab and the electrical and any other ideas that he has, because any information that you can give him in advance, he's a fountain of information and he'll help us out however he can.
Good, excellent.
If your board decides, accepts it, could it then, does it have to come back to here or can it go straight to the city?
It has to come back to here because we recommend to the city that they approve this project.
I'm trying to push it along faster.
Yeah,
well,
and you know,
to say, you recommend to the city that you recommend this, and the board recommends that they recommend it, and give that to the city and say that the next meeting we accept it.
I think that the next meeting that this is really possible will be the first meeting in October. I can't read, I don't have my calendar, but that's either the second or.
Well, I am going to have to, see about things via phone and email because our board doesn't meet again until we have a different schedule for October, which is very unusual for us, but our board doesn't meet again until October 22nd.
Because
we have some unusual things occurring in October. And because normally the OCCA board meets the second Tuesday of each month, so you know this is going to take legwork, you know, on my part to see about trying to get this discussed, looked at. You know, I'm not sure how we're going to handle that part. Yeah, you don't need to be concerned about that.
Can I ask what? The preferred timeline for installation would be?
Soon.
Well, you know, it would seem to me that, you know, if we don't get it done, before the rain set in, I mean, how can you pour concrete in the rain? You'll have to wait then again to next July or August.
Well,
I guess.
You can pour concrete.
Yeah.
It's the curing.
Yeah,
you can't have rain on it. So if you cover it, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
And maybe it cures for a couple of months because
no,
it's
no, no, no,
no, no,
days.
Just yeah. throw a tarp over.
Yeah.
A blue tarp.
Yeah, you can keep that.
Between just a water.
So if it's not
the insulation will be less pleasant. That's all.
Okay. So you know, it's hard to tell. I mean, it could be done by Christmas.
Well,
who knows?
I mean, I think the question is a good question. I mean, if we have said yes,
yeah.
this is something we want to have. And this is we say
we recommend it,
and we recommend the preferred site. And then the siting is really going to depend on all these factors. We're not deciding. I think our work here is done.
I do too. I do too. I don't think that.
I think the work here is probably done, but I don't think it's time to take it to council because
not to council. But I mean, what we're trying to do is to see so that we don't come back again to the public art committee,
which now is
in October
or November.
And then there's more discussion,
right.
And then whatever's decided here, it has to go back to the OCCA board.
I have a question that kind of goes along with the timeline. If we are essentially done, we're ready to make a recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
We recommend to the council and to the OCCA. OCCA meets October 22nd, and they agree it could go from there to council in November.
Sure. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That seems more likely than you're trying to get around to all of those
right.
people on the board.
Right. I think you're right, Wanda. I think that is the most logical.
I do too.
It will be more put together if it happens
yeah.
in that time.
Right. Well, that'll give you that much more time.
Well, and by that time, we need to hone the budgets quite a bit more and everything. And so that would be more.
Yes, it's in
here. So is that our goal?
I mean, do you want to see it?
No, that's okay.
Well,
that's
but I think if I'm it. Hearing right for this right. committee to sign off on this concept
I feel comfortable
today.
I feel very comfortable.
And I will recuse myself because...
And we have this. That's what I was asking Wyma, sorry. We have this that he's filled out that we have approved this and can say,
uh-huh.
you know, here's the information that we've gone over so the
right.
council knows that we've looked at it. And supply them with these, and I mean, I feel comfortable submitting that
right.
we feel it's
and,
time to
and I keep saying the preferred site because it might turn out that the logistics mean
yeah.
that it would go to the site number one
right.
or the site that is less preferable aesthetically. So, and I don't want
to
have,
to say
I don't want every, you know, to have to redo this just
right.
for us to
That's
say,
a good point.
Oh, two didn't work. Okay,
come
do
back
one.
Again, yeah.
And off you go to get reapproval.
That
right.
sounds good. And I think we have, Peggy already knows what to put into the agreement.
Right.
Right.
We're not part right. of that anyway.
No.
We're just making a recommendation to the council, and we know what we're recommending.
What yeah. else do we really need to
right.
do?
Nothing.
That's it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, one thing that we can do, perhaps, is because we have all this time, once you hear from your board, if you could let me know, maybe I could work on a draft agreement that could be presented to them. That would help it move along a little bit more quickly at
nice.
The first meeting in November.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Yay.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And by that time, you know, we can hone, you know, this budget. Some more. I mean, we need to talk to contractors
get actual
and
numbers.
Find out, you and I do, to find out what does something really might cost so that, you know, the budget is more. And the whole idea of the benches, too, that needs to go also, as we've said, back to the artist so that the right kind of thing that doesn't conflict. Who knows? Maybe there's something that could be created by a local artist, a bench,
right.
Or benches, and utilize.
Be careful!
A local artist.
Yeah. Be careful! You don't then get art that doesn't really.
Right.
This is all still. All I'm saying is that right now, all it says is park bench.
Yes.
And that needs further.
I think
thing.
that. our recommendation is that we accept this bequest, that we recommend that the city accept this bequest.
We can't. That's
my question. My next question here is,
OCCA has to accept.
Is OCCA going to retain ownership of the sculpture, and it's just going to be located?
Wait. We have two conversations going here. Wyma, what was your question?
Well, apparently we don't need to recommend acceptance. What we need to do, because you've already accepted it, what we need to do is to recommend that this sculpture be placed on city property at the corner of Olive and Coast, in the preferred site being number 2 as represented here.
Period.
Yeah, and yep. What we would like to have is for landscaping of the area to be done in consultation with the artist and with Jerry.
The executor.
Yeah.
Okay, now can I ask my question?
Yeah!
My question is, will OCCA retain ownership of this sculpture and it will be located on city property, or will OCCA want to donate this sculpture to the city? And relinquish its ownership and responsibility.
It will be owned by OCCA.
Right.
Has to be, according to the request.
And you don't want to donate it to the city?
No.
It will not be.
I just wanted to clarify that.
I can almost guarantee.
We never thought it would ever be a part of the city art inventory. It is only classified public art because it's in the public, and the only thing the city has to do with it is allow the placement of it on public property, since the city owns the path in the back. So,
okay,
yeah.
So we're making recommendations to. We're also making the recommendation to OCCA, are we not?
Yes, right. Because I will indicate. This has gone before the Public Arts Committee, and they've discussed and read and looked for 2 months. And the process.
Well, shouldn't we have a motion that does that, that makes the recommendation?
Yeah, that'd be
yes.
Great.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. So since you said it
go, Wyma,
so
why
clearly
not
the
motion?
First time,
I hope
and
so. Oh, okay.
Your motion and it's runs. On the recorder.
Well, what she said was to recommend. She meant recommend to the city and to OCCA that the sculpture be placed on city property at the corner of Olive and Coast at the preferred site.
Which is number 2.
Yes. Number 2.
And I guess I don't know if it's in our purview or not, but if it is, I would like to say with appropriate landscaping and other equipment to be determined in consultation with the head of OCCA, you, the artist, and the executor.
Mm-hmm. Except, well, I move that we accept that recommendation, and that's it.
I second.
Great. Oh my God, I'm so excited we did it! What? Is it okay that Sally has seconded?
Oh, because I'm an OCCA.
Yeah, because you're an OCCA employee.
I can second it.
Who did the second? Let's take Sally off the second. Just take me off.
Yeah,
so
just to. Yeah.
Us loose cannons at the table who aren't on the payroll.
There you go.
I'm aren't on anybody's payroll at this point.
When's the November city?
It would be
the two of them?
Yeah, there are two of them. The first and third Mondays, assuming those days aren't holidays. And the first Monday, I think, is going to be the. Well, Friday is the 8th. I know that for sure.
November 4th? Is that the
is
first?
Is that the first?
Monday? Yeah, that's the first one, and that would be it, November 4th.
And then November 18th. So it won't go in front of them until the 2nd of December.
Now, do we want to be at that meeting?
you can, but if you're all going to be there, I need to notice that
because
they're
not meeting until the 27th.
Or the council.
Well, that's okay. We still get ready for the November 4th. If we have everything done and the budget honed some more and everything by the time of our board meeting.
October 22nd.
Uh huh.
I think that's a good goal is November 1st.
I do too.
Yeah, then
and
we'll
then,
shoot for...
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much, Public Arts Committee.
You're most welcome.
Get some
committee chair.
And thank you.
I just want to say this on. I do appreciate everything you're doing. But if this is approved, I'm saying if it's approved November 4th, then we have winter time, but we need to pour a slab, we need to do some things. If they can squeeze in, sometimes in November and December you can get some decent days to do things. This could not be really installed until
January, February.
I'm just trying to get a sense of the timeline. But in terms of another thing I have to do is distribute money out of this trust, the trustee. I would probably want to give to you the $50,000 as soon as the city approves the location.
Uh-huh.
So that
okay.
we can start.
That'd be fine.
So,
uh-huh.
Okay. And then we'll make progress on everything else.
Okay. All
Any
right.
questions for me?
Yeah.
Thank you. This is
would
very
you like to have
no,
these back?
Those.
Oh, one is great.
They're
Thank
lovely.
You. I love this picture of her, too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes. And I think we'll be using this as part of the packet when we go to council.
Okay.
We'll
yeah.
take site one out.
Just pull it out.
Well, yeah, right.
And
yeah.
sometimes works
muddy
better.
The waters.
I
right.
think you're right. Good. Just show the preferred site if yeah. it doesn't work out.
Right.
The next.
And I can send you the PDFs.
Otherwise, you'll have people saying, no, we like this.
No, yeah, we don't
give
want
a choice.
Them to have that option.
Yeah.
Jerry. Thanks again.
Okay, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you, Jerry.
You want this? Okay.
So
we'll talk.
Later.
We'll talk. Yeah.
Have a lot of other things to do.
Thank you.
Thank
you,
Jerry.
So thank you.
Much. It's exciting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Another piece of public art for our wonderful art-centric town.
Mm-hmm. Bringing the lady to town when it's installed.
Oh, there we go. Any committee comments?
Can I? Again, read over our public art endorsement. Is that what it's called?
Oh,
yeah.
This request for public arts thing?
Uh-huh. Yes. And okay. So I had a couple of recommendations.
Oh.
Do we have it in front yet?
Uh-huh.
We all have this. Public arts.
I don't.
All right.
Mine's on the...
These didn't get back down here.
Okay.
Here,
you,
no,
that's
where
the
one that was distributed today has the deletion
sure.
of the. There were three duplicate questions, remember?
I found another one.
Oh, you found another one?
Okay. Yes. Okay. Under installation details, question 11 and question 13 sound to me like a duplicate. What do you think?
They are.
All right. So let's get rid of 13. And so that way, the rest of, you know, that'll make it easier to remember.
They are different questions. One says who's responsible, and the other one says who will do the installation.
Well, then explain to me how they're different.
Well, OCCA is responsible for the installation of this piece of art, but...
the subcontractors?
Yeah.
Catherine Rickman won't install it.
But we don't just
right.
any of our business.
Right, but again, we just found out from our discussion that that's irrelevant to us.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not our
The
concern.
Responsible party is relevant.
You're right. Okay. For this
okay.
particular form,
For
you're
this
right.
form. So, question 13 can go. What I'm trying to do is
okay.
get it down to... Because the way it showed up on my computer is that it kind of... got cut off about here, Peggy.
Oh, okay.
And this stuff should not be on the back of, or on page 4. You know what I mean?
So this
well,
maybe
no,
should
you lost
come
me.
First.
Okay. Well, let me, before I go there.
Okay. Fine.
On page 2.
Page 2.
Okay.
Where we have, okay, let me find it. Oh, no, it's on page 1 now. questions 4 and 5 are not questions. They don't have anything after them. You know what I mean? There's nothing to fill in.
Mm-hmm.
So I would propose that that state, the 4 and 5 become a statement that's included in the italicized directions at mm-hmm. the top.
I think that's logical.
Okay.
Yep.
So it should read, request public arts committee form shall be used, include the following, a project mm-hmm. budget, a mock-up, a sketch, photographs, examples of prior work. And then we can eliminate 4 and 5 as well.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So hopefully now we're down to 3 pages.
Well, I'll change the margins a little bit too and yeah. see if I can
kind of squish it.
It's still right. going to be a stapled document because it'll be at 3 pages, but we'll take a look sure. at it next time.
Yeah, it's going to be, but the way it showed up on my computer this morning, this was page 4. This was the start of page 4. Not good.
No.
Okay. So just fool around with it and yeah. see if we can.
We'll bring it back.
All right. Thank yeah. you.
All right.
Thanks for that. So somehow it's going to be online, isn't it?
I kind of thought you were talking about maybe putting this information at the front. So that right away, as we sit down to review this, we know who is talking to us. And then, I don't know.
I didn't have an issue with that.
Okay.
Do you have an issue with that? Do you want to know?
No, I just thought that's where you were going with
no.
that.
No.
I'm legal.
I just don't like it. Here. I don't like a part. It just didn't look right. It's yeah. not right.
No.
Editorially, it's not correct.
Okay. You want the whole thing to be on one page or the other, right? Okay.
And at some point, this will be an online form that's filled in
that
online.
People can fill out online.
That's right.
We can yeah. get it online, but we got to get it done.
Yeah.
We have to quit giving her changes, but these are good.
Well, hopefully we're getting there.
Yeah, I think
I didn't notice this the last time.
I know.
No.
The thing is, you don't until you see it in a film.
Again.
Right.
And then you read through it again mm-hmm. after you've had a cup of coffee.
Well, see, and that's part of the creative process, you know, and then you kind of, whoosh that out and,
yeah.
you know, put another color on and so on. But this is why I thought it was interesting, this morning to, find out from Stacy about, you know, the form,
yes.
you know, that we'd spent, at least 3 meetings on, you know, for the inventory. You know, how it's working for yeah, her and everything. Yeah, so, yeah
that takes a while. That was a really good question. When the rubber hits the road.
Yeah.
Are you going, why did they do this?
So or nice of them to do that, too. Gosh.
So, I know we're getting to the end of our time and the end of our agenda.
Still in the comments time. I have a comment.
Okay, on committee comments?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
I've been talking with Aaron, and I can't think of his last name right this second, but he is the fundraiser for the hospital foundation, and they are building a new educational building that will mm-hmm. we all mm-hmm. know about it. It's going to face Highway 101,
right?
And he showed me plans of it yesterday or the day before, and it's fabulous.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's a fabulous building, and part of their plan includes a sculpture garden. They have some areas in both the area facing 101 and then on the back side that faces 9th Street, I think it is. And so he's just been asking me for input on who are our local sculptors, and I've tried to give him as many names of people that I could think of. But I suggested to him that he present this project to the Public Art Committee, not for our approval or anything like that, but just for our support. Because I just felt like yeah. all of you may have some information for him that I don't have. And so I suggested maybe next month, and if that's good, I would get back to him and say that next month would be a good time for him to
when
present.
When we establish yeah. the next agenda, I mean, unless somebody objects, let's just add it.
So are you open?
Is that private property?
It's, yes. It is.
Or is it public property?
It is private.
Right. we might want to question that, because the builders of it are the foundation, and the foundation is separate from Samaritan. Foundation actually belongs to this community, not Samaritan, and they're the ones who are building it. Oh, so it may actually belong to us.
Interesting.
Yes, ma'am.
If nothing else, it would be just worth Aaron giving you all an update on what their plan, and like Sally said,
get some other ideas,
well, perhaps of sculptors in the
and they might really appreciate the input.
And the other thing is they are fundraising for this sculpture garden,
right?
For this artwork, and so if the more people who know about it and can talk about it a little bit anyway, mm-hmm. the more people will know about it, and maybe they'll get some more donations towards their artwork. Which
and how
really
nice they're including that. Yeah.
Well, and Sally, something you're mentioning here, and I'm very open, you know, to this, you know, for us to hear and maybe ask some drawings or whatever. But, you know, as we become more established and as we get the word out who we are, that we even exist, because, you know, most people still don't even know, really, that there's a public arts committee, you know, so we have, you know, our identity exploration here, but this would be the type of thing that would just naturally be something, hopefully some years down the line, that people know to come and share with us.
Right.
And visit. They would just know that. Oh, that's right. There's a public arts committee.
Right, exactly.
We're doing this at the hospital. We're doing this at this restaurant or whatever it is.
Right.
And they come.
Right. So this is great.
Which is different
Thank
than
you.
This.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I understand. Yes, it's different than that.
We've already had the tsunami thing on the Bayfront be presented to us in this other format.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't require any decisions or comments on our part, you know. But I remember that meeting being very awkward because he didn't know why he was here. We didn't really know why he was here.
We weren't going to make any decisions on it. What happened is our former city manager told him to come.
Right.
Without telling anybody else, he told him to come.
Uh-huh.
Because they wanted to pass the football, if you will. It was an issue they did not want to deal with.
And we were not able to scuttle it.
Right. I'm sorry that happened, but it did.
But I think it was good that this person who was going to do some public art came and presented it to us, even though we're not making the decision on it.
Right, and this is the same sort of thing. You're not going to make a decision on this because it's on private property, but it's good to know. And like Sally said, the more people who know about this fundraising effort and the proposed sculpture garden will be, you know, perhaps instrumental in making it happen.
And it is good for us to hear these things.
I agree.
And we can even suggest that rather than selecting sculptures, they do a call to artists.
Yeah, they're not exactly wanting to do that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I think
too much.
Well,
time.
They're just in the process of trying to figure this out. But I've suggested that too, and he backs away from that right away.
Okay.
So.
Hmm.
Okay, well, that's not ours to decide right now. I would like to thank you for that, Sally, and then so you'll get him invited.
Let Aaron know that we're all open to listening about his project then, right?
Yeah, that
we can be offering any support that we can.
Will you let him know?
I will.
Okay,
and then I'll invite him to come then.
Perfect.
And that will be on October 17th.
Right.
Thursday, October 17th.
Is that our next meeting?
Uh-huh.
That's what we've got that presentation, and then we've also got Stacy coming.
Correct. Right.
So well,
so I have another, somewhere along the line here, Peggy, another question. And that deals with where are we with the percent for art? And, you know, if I can see what's going on there as far, or we can...
We may have a project. First of all, there's a piece of the PAC project that qualifies for percent for the art. And if the bond measure passes in November, then we'll be, you know, ready to move forward and work with the architect and do a call for artists.
For the pool? For a pool, right?
Well, it doesn't have to be art at the pool, but a percent of that would have to be for public art. It doesn't have to be placed in that facility.
But that's the project that needs to be approved in order for us to have some money.
So there's really not a lot to happen right now.
Right now, okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks.
Well, that was way too quick, so now I can think of it. I thought of something else. So, is this committee, is part of our charge going to be that we start collecting information on our little, you know, whatever that other form is we came up with of information to give to Stacy? How are we going to, Stacy has begun.
Because we have a subcommittee.
Oh, it's a subcommittee.
The three, Sally and I and one of them. The three of us are filling out the forms.
Great. Well, apparently because I heard that and completely checked myself out.
That's okay. Well,
I don't even remember. All right. And it's like, yay.
We kind of checked out the process for
a summer. I just, what I wanted to do was make sure. Yeah, I wasn't asking to see what I could get out of. I was asking to see if there was something that I could do to move it. I'm thinking that she's pretty much done with the library.
See, maybe I have something that you could do. I mean, if you feel like working in the city hall and helping to finalize our art inventory, I have got nobody in my office who can do that. So I have a lot of information if somebody wanted to fill out these forms.
Really? Oh, great. I'd be happy to work with you. That would make me feel like I was doing something in between showing up for a meeting.
Well, there's quite a bit of information, and we're really understaffed in our office, and I don't see that changing anytime soon.
And summer's over, and things are way more calm for me now. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just at work, in the summers, it's crazy town. So I will have more time, during the week.
Process, and we kind of backed off to see how the data entry and what was going to change.
Well, that made sense to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
she was at the library, so she had a lot of stuff to put in without us contributing. But now
you're about the next step for
City
Hall.
Yeah.
To keep it
going. I mean, there are only like 10 of them that I did for City Hall, but there's a lot more to do, and it's really hard for me to find the time to.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, we can put that back on the agenda for next time, too, is public art.
Are we doing the agenda right now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so the agenda for next time is public art inventory.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The minutes.
Uh huh.
The Samaritan Sally. Right. Sculpture garden.
It's called, again, it's very important that we're accurate. It's the PCHD Foundation.
Okay.
Yes.
The Samaritan nothing.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Pacific Communities Health District Foundation.
Right. Correct.
That's right.
It's not even called Pacific Communities Foundation.
It's called PCHD Foundation.
Pacific Community.
Health District
Foundation.
Correct.
Yes.
Samaritan nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, I see why.
Are you on the foundation?
I am.
So we have.
Okay. She knows.
And then we're going to have an update from Stacy. So Stacy's going to update on the art inventory more.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to give her some more stuff to do.
Yeah, if anybody wants to come in, I'll make as many forms as you want, and I'll give you the information that I have, and you can wander around. I'll give you the keys there.
Yay! I love that.
And I'll try to get some more done at the rec center. There's a few we didn't get to, so I'll try to get those done.
That would be great.
Well, and we don't even have those forms anymore because it's changed so much.
Let me send them.
So you're going to send us a new form that's all on one page. Is that right?
I'm hoping to, but it won't be today.
True. It'll be front and back.
It'll be three pages, won't it?
The inventory form, I will put it on one page one way or another.
I'll correct myself.
It won't be today.
No, that's okay. Understood.
So right now I have for the next agenda, the public art inventory, just a discussion of who's doing what, I guess, and then Stacy's update.
Right.
And then we'll have the minutes and the Pacific Communities Health District Foundation Sculpture Garden presentation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then hopefully the final version of the request to Public Arts Committee.
Right.
Yeah. Based on
today's recommendations.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So at least that's a good start.
Do we need to see that? To look at it again because we thought we were done and I found more stuff.
Okay. I mean, if we're going to do it, let's find it as
look
much
at what again.
All right, so anything else for the good of the order? We're adjourned.
I thought someone was saying, look at this again. Okay.
Excuse me, Peggy, what were you saying?
Oh, okay. Thank you.